In the 1930s, it became the largest lake in the world. And interestingly, that record setter was nestled in the undeveloped forest land of the Midwest. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. For the ag parts that keep your farm running, call Shoup at 844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com.
Your farm is your livelihood. How do you measure its value? Shoup Manufacturing knows that real value is measured by peace of mind. When you pay a fair price for a quality product and you have the confidence that it will endure, now that's value. Call 1-844-8-FARMER to speak with someone at Shoup who understands the machinery you rely on. Or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup. Keeping farms running since 1977.
This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com.
Karen Kopas has a view from her office that rivals just about anyone's in the nation. She overlooks a lake that was a record breaker.
The dam was started in August of 1929, just 2 months before the stock market crash in October 29 and the start of the Depression. Men were out of work. They came from every state of the Union, of course, but they also came from 9 foreign countries to work on this dam.
The workforce built Bagnell Dam in just 18 months. The Lake of the Ozarks became a prime destination spot in the middle of a forest.
This is woods. This is oak and hickory forests. The largest town in the whole area was the town of Lynn Creek. It had 500 people. Now that whole town today is under about 50 feet of water.
When we think of the nation's largest dams, we may envision Hoover or Grand Coulee in the west. But this lake and dam was the record center before them.
It was the largest and the last privately financed project of its kind. After that, the government took over the building of dams. It also created the largest man-made lake at the time in the world.
Karen reminds visitors that there's quite a bit of lake that one can explore.
Today, the lake is about 95 miles long with a little over 1,150 miles of shoreline, which, to put in perspective, is more shoreline than the state of California.
Karen's office in Wilmore Lodge is today the Visitor Information Center, a place where many begin their exploration of one of the state's famous recreation spots. Traveling the countryside in Osage Beach, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.